Hello, I'm Mark Steiner. Welcome. Good to have you with us here today on The Mark Steiner Show here on WEAA. And support for WEAA is provided by KIDA. Now time for our day in history on this day, October the 30th, 2013. On this day in history, a great deal has happened. In 1763, Pontiac, leader of a great native rebellion, signed a peace treaty with the British, lost a lot of his land but fought till the end. This is a day in 1793 when the revolution happened in France. The Jacobin government of France banned all political organizations and arrested and executed many women leaders. Men afraid of women's power, slowly but surely changing. This is in 1830 that Sense and Sensibility was written and published by Jane Austen, a great first novel that's been made the subject of many miniseries and more. This is the day in 1831 that Nat Turner, the revolutionary freedom fighter and leader of the slave revolt in Southampton County, Virginia, was captured in 1831. And his three-day revolt, 60 people were killed, plantation owners and more, as he rose up to free his brethren. This is the day in 1890 that Oakland, California, enacted the first laws against opium, morphine, and cocaine, leading to their becoming part of the underground economy. Only doctors then could prescribe these drugs, which until then had been legally free for folks to use for cures, pain relief, and whatever else they wanted. That was the beginning of a national trend to ban these drugs. Then in 1922, this is the day that Mussolini, the leader of the fascists, took complete control of Italy, 800,000 supporters, forcing the king to give power over to Benito Mussolini. And the power of media. This is the day in 1938 that Orson Welles, the great American actor, radio dramatist at the time, caused mass hysteria when he broadcast War of the Worlds on the radio. People thought it was the real deal. People thought people were actually invading from Mars. Tens of thousands of people heard the broadcast, fled from their homes, praying for salvation. People, all because they thought this dramatization was a real newscast talking about an invasion from Mars in 1938. This is the day in 1944 that Aaron Copland's Appalachian Spring, a great classical masterpiece, premiered at the Library of Congress. This was the day that Tony Bennett, in 1951, hit the top of the Billboard charts with Cold, Cold Heart, and he continues to entertain audiences today in his late 80s. We'll hear that original piece today at some point on our program, Cold, Cold Heart. This is the day in 1954 the Defense Department abolished the last of the all-black units in the United States Armed Forces on this date in 1954. On this day in 1961, the Soviet Union exploded the world's biggest bomb, 4,000 times more powerful than the bomb that rocked Hiroshima in 1945. And the atomic struggle between America and the Russians just escalated and escalated. This is the day that in 1969, talking about power, the Massachusetts Supreme Court Judicial Court ruled that an inquest into the death of Mary Jo Kopechne, you may remember that, then Senator Ted Kennedy, crashed in his car over the Chappaquiddick Pond on July 19, 1969, she died in that crash. He ran from that crash, and they chose that day and allowed that day that the inquest into all this would be held in secret. This took place in 1969. Muhammad Ali, in 1974, knocks out George Foreman in the Rumble in the Jungle. Muhammad Ali comes back from his being banned as a boxer because of his stand against the Vietnam War and came back and took his title. On this day in 1976, Dr. Joseph Evans becomes the first African-American leader of the United Church of Christ. And Richard Arrington in 1979 becomes the first black mayor of Birmingham, Alabama, defeating his white opponent, a then city councilman. This is the day in 1986. The beginning of Big Brother, well, not the beginning, Big Brother just rears its head again, that Ed Meese, who was the Attorney General under Ronald Reagan's presidency, urges federal employees to begin spying on fellow workers, quote, in locker rooms, parking lots, shipping and mailroom areas, and even nearby taverns and restaurants to try to catch your fellow employees using drugs. This is the day in 1991 the Black Entertainment Television parent company sold for 4.2 million shares of stock on the stock exchange. And on this day in 2008, millions of people took the streets in Italy to oppose education reform, closing schools all throughout Italy. And we'll be talking about this in the first part of our program today. This is the anniversary of Superstorm Sandy, hitting the U.S. East Coast, creating a major disaster area in populated areas of New York City, all along the coast of New Jersey, even here in Maryland. This is a major disaster that President Obama declared. Lower Manhattan was a disaster zone, as was Queens and more of Long Island, parts of New Jersey, and even here in our own state in Crisfield, Maryland. On this day in 1735, John Adams was born, and on this day in 1837 was born Harriet Powers, one of the great quilters, an African-American woman born in 1837. Her quilts hang in the Smithsonian Institute. And we'll be hearing this today, born in 1939, Eddie Holland, Holland Dozier and Holland, producer-songwriter, wrote some of the greatest hits for the Supremes, Four Tops, Marvin Gaye, Martha and the Vandellas, Freda Payne, chairman of the board. We'll be hearing some of the pieces he penned. This is also day in 1939 that the great Grace Slick was born, who sang the vocal lead vocals for Jefferson Airplane, Starship. Her number one hit, something you might remember, might not, depending on who you are, was White Rabbit. We'll play a little bit of that for you today during our interludes. This is also the day that Otis Williams was born in 1939, one of the lead singers in the Great Temptations. And he sang Just My Imagination, My Girl, and More, that in Great Britain, when over the top, before it went over the top in America. We'll play some of that. And this is the day that Henry Winkler was born. You might remember him from repeats if you're young. If you're older, you might remember from TV itself when he played the Fonz on Happy Days, making phrases like, hey, and sit on it. By words for people who thought they were cool in America. This is the day that Henry Winkler, actually a very nice gentleman, was born. And this is the day that in 2002, Jam Master Jay from Run DMC was murdered. A single bullet fired at him at his recording studio in Queens, New York on this day in 2002. And we'll play a bit of his sound, too, towards the end of the show to remember him. That was our day in history, and October 30th.